$500 billion. That's about how much industry analysts say the nearly 80 million U.S. millennials spend a year. And during the biggest shopping season of the year, millennials aren't looking to spend those dollars blindly.
What's so interesting about millennials is they're incredibly savvy.
Andrea Hershatter is Senior Associate Dean at Emory University's Goizueta Business School.
They browse online more than they buy online. But while they're doing it, they make wish lists. So when a moment like Black Friday comes along, if in fact they have been watching something and are aware of a discounted price, they're extremely likely to buy in that moment.
Hershatter says for millennials, in-store and online shopping are seamlessly connected, especially during the holidays when sales abound. Simon Property Group, which owns a few malls in the metro area, including Phipps Plaza, estimates around 9 in 10 millennials will head to the mall at least once during the holidays. Dwayne Herbert heads Phipps and says stores are still working to blend online and in-store shopping.
Our brands more and more are integrating what you see online so that when you come and visit the store, you're able to, you know, basically get the same shopping experience and make sure that you have the opportunity to look and feel and touch.
Herbert says the experience of holiday shopping, cozy drinks and food and decorations, is what brings millennials in. But the Simon study didn't look at how shoppers plan to divide all of their holiday shopping between online and in-store. Emory's Hershatter says most consumer experts put millennials doing about a third of their shopping online. She says when it comes to millennials and how they decide to fork over their cash, though, it just depends.
They'll buy it how and when it's convenient, which might be by sitting in their living room or might be by, you know, engaging in a fun experience shopping in a mall.
But whether online or in store, retailers can rest assured millennials will be shopping. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.